Hello, this is Ronnie Hull. Welcome to the October edition of Senior Connect, the monthly podcast of Seniors Ministry at First Pres Columbia. Today I'll be interviewing Rob and Marnie Drummond about the new Couples in Action ministry. But before we get started, I have two announcements. Great news! Our monthly Encouragers Breakfast have resumed this past Saturday morning, and it was a great turnout. We did not have a buffet, but Chef Rich had a delicious pre-plate meal for us. Following the meal, Pastor Brian Bolt gave a brief devotional, and we concluded with the singing of a hymn. Please keep your eyes open for announcements concerning our next Encouragers Breakfast. We're so happy to be back. Secondly, fitness walking is now happening in the Family Life Center. Jimmy Easterby, Director of Sports Ministry, is offering 50-minute fitness walking sessions in the Family Life Center on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There are 3 sessions on Tuesdays and 3 sessions on Thursdays. Initially, each session will be limited to 10 walkers. To make reservations for our next Encouragers Breakfast or to sign up for fitness walking, please call Janet Altman at 803-799-9062, extension 550. That number again is 803-799-9062, and extension 550. And now for my interview with Rob and Marnie Drummond. All right, joining me now, I have Marnie and Rob Drummond. Thanks so much for joining us, y'all.
Glad
to do it.
And we've got just a few questions. We want to help our members here at church better understand what the CIA is and what it does. So, yeah, Rob, what is your involvement with Couples in Action?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, Marnie and I were approached by Brian Bolt and Janet Altman at church about being on a small committee to kind of look into the Couples in Action. I think it used to be Adults in Action, basically married couples 50 years old and older that had been a ministry of the church a while ago, probably 10 years ago or so, and trying to bring it back. So Marnie and myself, along with Wayne and Donna Davis and Denise Ward, were asked to be on a steering committee. And so we met a couple of times. I was asked to be the chairman. And so we kind of just brainstormed and planned events. We've had monthly meetings, and we've already had one event, an ice cream social back in September, just kind of an icebreaker, get to know folks and gauge interest. And over 50 people came. It was a very good event. Had it at church, good social distancing, and Chef Rich made real nice ice cream desserts for us. And it was just an opportunity for everyone to get to know each other. And so that's our involvement at this point.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob. And I was at that ice cream social myself. That was a really good turnout and a really good time.
Yeah, we thought so too.
Excellent. So, Marnie, why the name change from Adults in Action?
Well, you know, it used to be called Adults in Action, which disbanded, I think, about 10 years ago. And there was a desire to restart this group, something for couples in the church. So we wanted to pick a name that just clearly identified us. So we came up with Couples in Action. You know, now we're known as CIA, which is kind of fun. We just thought that showed who we were. So we're couples at First Presbyterian Church, 50 years old and older. And actually, that goes into the question of the purpose of our group and what we want to do, which when we first started meeting together, we came up with the idea that our focus would be fellowship, prayer, and service. And I think in a church our size, it can be difficult for couples to get to know one another and to feel connected sometimes. And this is especially true for new members. So we wanted something where new members could get plugged in and meet other couples and feel like they're part of a group that fosters fellowship and community, and they would know people a little better and have a touch point. So that's basically what we are and our purpose and why our name changed.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think you hit the nail on the head with a church our size. This is a great way to get to know other people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What was that meeting like? Who was the first person to realize, oh, this is going to be the CIA?
You know, if I remember correctly, I think it might have been Donna Davis. Other names were thrown out there, but we all just keyed in on that one.
Yeah.
We thought it was fun.
Yeah, that's great. I guess we can hand out earpieces and sunglasses as people join. No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
So, Rob, what kind of events will CIA be planning?
You know, as we've kind of mentioned, the purpose of our group is fellowship, you know, trying to get to know one another, especially with a big church. Prayer. I think Marnie's going to mention a little bit about how we're fleshing that out. Service. You tend to meet people and you get to know people very well when you serve together. And also encouragement, because everybody needs encouragement. I think Dr. Thomas mentioned one time in a sermon, a quote from C.S. Lewis, maybe Screwtape Letters, where Wormwood was asking Screwtape how to attack a certain Christian. And he said, try discouragement. That always works. So we all need encouragement.
Absolutely.
And so our first event was an ice cream social, just kind of an icebreaker. And we sat around as couples in socially distant chairs in the gym and got to know each other, had a few announcements, had a few fun icebreaker questions. Who's been married the longest, the shortest? Who met their spouse the furthest away geographically from Columbia? Just some basic stuff. And so we're planning an event in October. I can't really say what it is yet. We're kind of in the planning stages of it. But we're also hoping to do joint events with the Encouragers.
Oh, good.
Sometime later in the year. So things are just kind of getting off the ground. But I really would say anybody is interested or has ideas, we would love to solicit ideas and comments about how we might have an effective and useful ministry.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob. And Marnie, you wanted to speak to the prayer aspect?
Yes, we really want to have a prayer support group. And we thought the best way to do this was where people can post their prayer concerns on a service board that will be secure. And that will just be an ongoing way to keep up with one another and pray for one another. And I would love if after COVID we could get together and pray, but just to support one another in prayer, because at this time of life, there's a lot going on and there are a lot of prayer needs. And what better way to support one another than through prayer? So that's an exciting part to me with this group. And that's a great way to get to know one another. And also, as Rob mentioned, we've just been brainstorming, too, how we can serve. It's going to look different right now with COVID-19, but it's always a great way to work side by side with someone and do something together. If it's something with Operation Christmas Child or helping someone move or just being of service as there's need, it'd be great because we're still active. We're couples in action, and right. We want to do things. So we really want that to be a part of this ministry also. And as far as events go, we also thought about the possibility of having a speaker either online with Zoom because of COVID or in person when things open up, or even a little day trips as a possibility. Those are two other ideas we had.
That's wonderful. I found one of the most effective ways to learn other people's names in a big congregation is to be praying for them. They're frequently at the front of your mind. Well, I've got one last question for you all, and that is, if we have people in our church that would be interested in joining you all, who is Couples in Action for, and how can they get involved?
Right. So Couples in Action is for couples 50 years old and older, although we're certainly not trying to be inclusive. And you can get in touch with Marnie or Rob Drummond, Wayne and Donna Davis, Denise Ward, or talk to Brian Bolt, Janet Altman, or Ronnie Hull. And we'll certainly get you connected. And I think Ronnie's going to give you maybe some contact information at the end of the podcast. And please, we'd love ideas, brainstorming about get-togethers or ministry opportunities. That would be great.
Excellent.
We have a mass mailing list, but it could be where someone is not getting these emails. I would hate for anyone not to hear about what we're doing. So if you're not getting the emails, please contact the church.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marnie. Well, thank you both. I think this name change is great because it really does bring a little more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us.
We're glad to do it, Ronnie. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ronnie.
You bet. As always, if you have any interest in joining the Encouragers or the Couples in Action in any of their events, or to sign up for fitness walking, please contact Janet Altman at 803-799-7000. 9062, extension 550, or send her an email at jaltman@firstpresscolumbia.org. Thanks for joining us for the October edition of Senior Connect. If in any way we can be of service, please call the pastoral care number at 803-513-7931. Please leave a detailed message with your name and phone number so that we can get back to you. That number again is 803-513-7931. I leave you with this reminder of God's faithfulness in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.